country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on August 7th, 2019. I'm James Kelso. You're hosting this live program for the next hour. We're on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We skip Saturday, then come back on Sunday for 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And thank you. All these shows are live. Thank you very much for joining in, listening. You're a wonderful audience. We get some great calls. And I don't insist that all the calls be supportive of this show. If you don't like the show and you don't like me, don't hesitate to call in, because I actually like to climb into the octagon with somebody who doesn't like what I'm saying, and we can have a colloquy, a colloquy in the octagon, and that makes for good radio. So the audience likes it. I like it. Don't be shy. 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you are not shy. And of course, all you people who love the show, hey, of course, I like when you call in. I very much appreciate it. Let's see, what can we talk about? What is the show? It's the Trump Phenomenon. We talk about what continues to be, this isn't changing, really. The original reason I had for creating the show is still there. The problems are still there. The beauties of the Trump phenomenon are still there. In fact, I would contend quite strongly, in fact, that as good as Donald Trump was the day he came down the escalator with Melania, and I should memorize this date. It's, I think, something like about June 17th or so, 2015, that as great as he was then, he's much greater now. As a result of his experience, he is a man who learns. He's a genius. And one of the things about geniuses is they learn. Duh. And he has learned a lot in the two, let's see, well, this is now, where are we? This is 4 years into the process, is it not? June of 2015 to a little after that, of 2019. It's 4 years. Yeah. That we've been experiencing the Trump phenomenon. So he's been learning all this time. And some of the things he's learned could not have been learned any other way than being president of the United States. He himself must have been astounded and continues to be astounded by the machinations of the deep state. He must have experienced and seen things that we don't know about on this show, that maybe nobody outside of his immediate circle is aware of, things that we may find out maybe when he writes a tell-all, wonderful, wonderful book after retiring from the White House. Can you imagine the things that he has seen? And he's learned from these things. So I think he's sharper than he ever was. He is stronger than he ever was. He's got more energy than he ever had. He's more dedicated than he was at the beginning, even though he was totally dedicated at the beginning. And boy, do I sound like a cheerleader, but I mean every word of what I'm saying. Now, let's go to the present moment. Donald Trump was in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio today, and I think he did wonderfully well. The left is plunging ever deeper into their Trump derangement syndrome. And today, people like Mika Brzezinski on her show with her, I guess she married her boyfriend, Joe Scarborough, actually saying that the president he is a complete racist, he is a white nationalist, he is a white supremacist, and he wants shootings, mass shootings of non-white people. Oh, he wants as many as possible. He wants people to die. Now, folks, I mean, how do you top that? And this was all over the left-wing media today. This was not just Mika Brzezinski. She's just one among many. We have reached a level of insanity and depravity, lunacy. The chasm between the left, the lunatics of the left, and people with any common sense is unbridgeable. There's no kumbaya that could ever bring these two opposing camps into any kind of a cooperation or rapprochement. It's impossible. So let's see, what themes can I? I think the president did very well today. There were some strong moments from people on the right. Today I watched Heather McDonald on the, what is McCallum's first name? Is it Martha McCallum on Fox? Heather McDonald, who is the author of The Diversity Delusion, a book I bought for my daughter, when he was a little older, I'll have my son read it too. The Diversity Delusion by Heather McDonald. She was wonderful. Even better than Tucker Carlson on focusing clearly, thinking clearly about gun murders in the United States. And there were some others today who talked common sense. Larry Elder, I watched him on TV today. All of this is on Fox. I don't watch any other network. I mean, I actually do not watch, even for a second, any other network. I watch Fox and that's it. Occasionally, rarely, I will take a glance at other networks just to kind of, you know, get a moment's exposure to how bad it really is over there. But in terms of wanting to learn something, I'm only on Fox, and part of Fox is unbearable, like this, the, what's his face, Shepard Smith. All the Shepard Smith types on there are unbearable, even on Fox. Geraldo Rivera is unbearable. He is like the Koch brothers in the Republican Party, which was the subject on the Tucker Carlson show. The author of a new book on the Koch brothers, his name is Chris Leonard, and the title of his book is Koch Land. And it's about how Charles and David Koch, since the mid-1970s, have been working patiently and assiduously at reshaping the Republican Party into the Libertarian Party that they want it to be. And they have spent a lot of money. I guess it's hundreds of millions of dollars. I'll have to get this book. The author's name is Chris Leonard, and he actually interviewed Charles Koch as part of this book. He says he's a nice guy, and Tucker Carlson said Charles Koch is a nice guy to talk with. But I'll tell you what they're doing. I don't know that I would agree with that, because what they're doing is horrible. Horrible what they've done to the Republican Party and the influence. They are very much never Trumpers. They hate Donald Trump. And they'll do anything to stop, derail, thwart Donald Trump. And they're very resentful and envious of his enormous success. He, Donald Trump, has been reshaping the Republican Party in the image of his ideals, which are not the kumbaya libertarian nonsense that fills the heads of the Koch brothers. And on two important issues, this is really injurious to the Republican Party. On the issue of immigration, the Koch brothers are open borders freaks. And on the issue of reining in things like big tech, Google, Facebook, Twitter, the Koch brothers are also moonbeams. They're in la-la land, thinking that anything that is run by a corporation must be wonderful, beautiful, it's good. Corporation equals good. Donald Trump is not such a dope. So anyway, that was an interesting topic today. But Larry Elder was very good. This gentleman, Chris Leonard, very good today. Heather McDonald, boy, is she beautiful. Is she wonderful in her thinking? And more of this is needed. It was very refreshing to me. Heather McDonald, I didn't write down her statistics. I should have. They were just incredible statistics. The whole hysteria right now, let me go to my theme. The whole hysteria is over white supremacist murders, white nationalist killers that are out there. This is a national epidemic that everyone's in great danger. We need to have yellow tape up everywhere. Police should all be on 24-hour alert. Guns drawn. And Heather McDonald makes the point that this is fantasy. This is lunacy. There is a tiny, now I've made this point many times on the show, and I'll reiterate it in slightly different context here tonight. The white nationalist movement, those who actually think of themselves as white supremacists, are a microscopically tiny number of people. The movement is microscopically tiny. It is blown up. It is enlarged like you would enlarge a 35 millimeter frame of movie onto the screen of a theater. It is enlarged by the controlled media, which turns a tiny number of people with a tiny number of events into a national crisis that has to be on everybody's mind, has to be on every second of every TV, in every household, all the time, at a screaming volume with Mika Brzezinski. Heather McDonald had the statistics. There is a national crisis of murder, gun violence. It's not happening. It's not white supremacists who constitute that gun threat. She pointed out, and Larry Elder, who is also himself a black man, said we've got 20,000 gun murders. Now, anybody with more accurate numbers, you know, more precise than mine, just call in and correct me. I'm giving you my memory. 20,000 murders of black people every year by guns. That in Chicago, which is not the most dangerous city, but in just some neighborhoods of cities like Chicago and others like St. Louis and Baltimore are more dangerous. Thousands of people murdered. In a single weekend, commonly, more people murdered than were killed in El Paso. But there's no national freak out. There's no media hysteria. Mika Brzezinski's not going, tearing her hair out. There's almost no discussion of this at all. And I think the number I recall, Heather McDonald said that in recent years, murders by white nationalists are 17 per year, as described in the FBI statistics. 17 per year, and that, she said, constitutes point, let me look up my number here, 0.01% of all murders. 0.01% of all murders. That is deserving of a national freakout, of the repeal of the second, of the of abrogation of the Second Amendment and the Fourth Amendment, turning the nation into a police state over 0.01% of murders. And add to that, that even if you took away the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, turned the country into a police state, those 17 murders would still, in all likelihood, occur or might even increase. I won't go into that, but a very good case can be made that that number of murders would increase. Also, anybody who can rub two sticks together can figure out that people who are dead set on killing people can come up with, you take away this weapon, they'll come up with another one. Take away that weapon, they'll come up with another one. The automobile has been shown to be a very deadly mass murder weapon. Very deadly. So no cars, no trucks, no, go on down the list. No gasoline, no glass bottles, keep going. No airplanes. So this is hysteria. What I like about what Heather McDonald did and what Larry Elder was wonderful, pointing out that we are in a brainwashing machine. We are in a, as that movie The Matrix portrayed it, we are being injected constantly with delusion. And it's wonderful to find people who can break out of it. The president, I am convinced, is not tethered to that injection. He is seeing things truthfully. All right, so there's a little bit of a concept there for the shape of the show here tonight. Let me get to my caller board here. If anybody wants to call in, do so now. Lines are empty, and I'll catch you on the other side of the break. See you then.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
That's a big, bad Donald John Trump, that
Nobody
is.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town.
Well, he calls home the White House now. And, boy, some amazing tweets from the president. Let me read a couple to you. This is good stuff, folks. Wow. Here he is. You got to listen. You got to let these tweets sink in, how powerful they are. Every one of them. They're just... It's that a touch of a master of a genius. You know, there's some people, you know, they're painters, musicians, you know, people who were exposed to Mozart were incredibly, you know, the lesser people, envious because he could do no wrong. He just, his touch was so masterful. Beethoven had the same thing. And Donald Trump is just a genius at what he does. Listen to this, his latest tweets. These are unbelievable. This is 35 minutes ago. The Democrats' new weapon is actually their old weapon, one which they never cease to use when they are down or run out of facts. Racism, in all caps, exclamation mark. They are truly disgusting. They even used it on Nancy Pelosi. I will be putting out a list of all people who have been so ridiculously accused. All right, that was a brilliant tweet there. That was just a few minutes ago. He says, leaving El Paso for the White House, what great people I met there and in Dayton. The fake news worked overtime trying to disparage me and the two trips, but it just didn't work. The love, respect, and enthusiasm were there for all to see. Then get this tweet. This is an hour ago. So he must have done this like on the plane or, you know, on his way back. When does he ever run out of energy? He says, I don't know who Joaquin Castro is, other than the lesser brother of a failed presidential candidate. That's Julian Castro, 1%. Well, I should read the president's tweet just straight. I don't know who Joaquin Castro is, other than the lesser brother of a failed presidential candidate, 1%, who makes a fool of himself every time he opens his mouth. Joaquin is not the man that his brother is, but his brother, according to most, is not much. And then great three words to end here. Keep fighting, Joaquin. And of course, the brother is Julian, who is, you know, just can't stop calling the president a racist and a white nationalist and a white supremacist on TV. None of it true, of course. None of it true. And that's a point I'm trying to make on this show. There is such a thing as white nationalism, and there is such a thing as white supremacism. It is a microscopically tiny group of people who are featured by the left constantly to misportray as if they somehow have any strength or numbers in America, which they don't. It's a constant misportrayal of, and Heather McDonald was wonderful on this today, an American people who are the least racist people in the world. They are not white supremacists. We are, and Heather McDonald made a beautiful point, which I think she was being interviewed by Martha McCallum, who couldn't really handle what Heather was saying. Heather said, well, wait a minute. If America is such a nasty place, why is everyone on the left trying as hard as they can to import as many non-Europeans as they can into America? Why are they telling them all to get into America now? Why are they helping them all to get into America now? If this is such a, if we white people are so nasty. No, they're getting to come here because they know, well, this is not the reason they're bringing him here is to destroy America. But then she goes to the motive of these people coming into America. So for the left wingers bringing these people in, their motive is to destroy our country. They are really disgusting. But then the people coming into our country, what is their motive? These people from Nigeria and Mexico and Guatemala and India and everywhere else. What is their motive? If we're so nasty, why do they want to come and live in our towns and cities? Why do they want their children to go to our schools? Why do they want to be treated in our hospitals? Why do they want to ditch their citizenship wherever the hell they're from and sneak in to get our citizenship? By hook or by crook. Well, it's because they know that we are not nasty people. In fact, we're nicer than the people in the towns and countries from which they are fleeing. Duh, ipso facto, you know, obvious on the face of it. They're coming here because it's nicer here, which means what? We're nicer. And we're suckers. So Heather McDonald made that point. Not quite. Her verbiage is a little different from mine, but her statistics are better than mine. And she's a better scholar and a better researcher. We'll be back right after this break. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There's something happening here.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Is ain't exactly clear.
Kind of a little bit of irony there that I think one of those singers in that band there, Buffalo Springfield, is David Crosby, the precursor to Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then later Young. It's just the music is great. Just the political views of David Crosby suck. Sorry. Now, I'll tell you what. The president's tweets today and at the end of yesterday are so great. I'm not going to have enough time in the show just reading his tweets to cover how brilliant they are. Let me just read some of them because I don't want to miss one of these. They are so brilliant. The president says this. Well, let me go to just one of the most amazing ones right up here. Here it is. 6 hours ago, the president tweeted this. This is 5 hours ago. Watching, this is your president talking to us, watching fake news CNN is better. Yes, better than watching. Now, what name do you think comes next? CNN. Better than watching. Yes, Shepard Smith. Feel that. Feel the sting of that, Shepard Smith. Thank you, Mr. President, for nailing this guy as the creep that he is, the fake news creep. He's worse than CNN. Watching fake news CNN is better than watching Shepard Smith. And folks, remember, Shepard Smith is on Fox for hour after hour. the lowest rated show on Fox News. Nobody likes Shep. No patriot enjoys his show. Actually, whenever possible, I turn to, now get this. This is all within the span of one tweet, folks. I turn to what? OANN. Wow. As that Hungarian gentleman said in the video, wow, wow. Yes, I turn to OANN, which is One American News Network. Thank you, Mr. President. Do you realize, folks, how much the traffic to One American News Network was boosted by that tweet right there? My gosh. And let me just say this about the president, folks. He's doing the right thing. He's recognizing that the people ruling this country are actually in the media. More than any other institution, more than academia, they're there. Oh, yeah. More than in government, yeah, they're there in the halls of government. More than in the deep state, the bureaucracy, yes, they're there. But the real bunker of the left, the command bunker, is the media, the fake news media. And the president is onto this. And one of the things he does for us, folks, this man who has no time, the busiest man in the world, he watches the news. He watches the coverage. He watches the enemy. He watches the good stuff, the bad stuff. He watches One America News Network. I don't have time to do that. How does the president have time to do that? I turn to OANN, he says. And he also, you know, he watches all the rest. He calls out Shepard Smith for the creep that he is. Here's another one. Listen to this. Another great tweet. Just left Dayton, Ohio, where I met with the victims and families, law enforcement, medical staff, and first responders. It was a warm and wonderful visit. Tremendous enthusiasm and even love. Then I saw failed presidential candidate at 0%, Sherrod Brown of Ohio. He's a senator. And Mayor Whaley. That's the woman who's the mayor of Dayton. Totally misrepresenting what took place inside of the hospital. Their news conference after I left for El Paso was a fraud. And that's what these people are, folks. They are frauds. Everything about the demon rats is a fraud. Now, I'm adding, I try to make it so you can tell when Trump, I stop quoting Trump and I start expostulating here. It bore no resemblance to what took place with these incredible people that I was so lucky to meet and spend time with. They were all amazing. In fact, I think the easiest way to tell when I shift from Trump to me is the better written material is Trump's. Now, see, there's some more tweets here that are great. Now let us shift topics for a moment as the president talks about the Federal Reserve. Oh, this is incredible. Nothing like this has ever been said by any president. Get this. Listen closely, folks. I know I'm shifting topics, but the president is everywhere. He's covering everything. Let me go back to it. This is 12 hours ago. Three more central banks cut rates. He quotes somebody. He says, our problem is not China. We are stronger than ever. Money is pouring into the U.S. Of course, China is a huge problem for us. And of course, the president has said it more than anyone. But he's talking about there's an additional problem that people are not getting. We are stronger than ever. Money is pouring into the U.S. while China is losing companies by the thousands to other countries. And their currency is under siege. Our problem, listen to this, listen closely. Our problem is a Federal Reserve that is too proud to admit their mistake of acting too fast and tightening too much. And that I was right. They must cut rates bigger and faster. And stop their ridiculous quantitative tightening now, all caps, N-O-W. The yield curve is at too wide a margin, and no inflation Incompetence, listen to this, folks. He's talking about the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. Incompetence, I think there are five of them now. He's got two appointments, I think, pending, or, you know, in the hopper. Incompetence is a terrible thing to watch, especially when things could be taken care of so, with four O's, easily. We will win anyway, but it would be much easier if the Fed understood, which they don't, that we are competing against other countries, all of whom want to do well at our expense. Bingo. All right, let's go to the phones here. Richard in Austin, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, James? Yeah, I just had a quick question and a quick answer. Remember I was talking about them documents a couple of months ago, those riot documents that came out of George Soros' office and went through the Obama office, and they gave great details on where the riots would be and all the companies involved. Just for the people, I want to go over it, because it shows how they're building up this powder keg, this racially lit powder keg, to get black people and Hispanic people and anybody else who thinks they're upset about Trump and his handling of things. They're trying to get us to riot against ourselves. And they even got McDonald's and other companies involved. If they get broken windows or damaged property, how they'll all get paid off. So now we can see the importance of, we got to expose people like Elijah Cummings and all the rest of the city leaders that I call black boule. Because if we don't call them exactly who they are, then they'll stay under the radar and people will think that this is just a grassroots explosion of temperaments that, you know, got out of control.
Let me tell you about somebody that was angry on TV today. And this is a man I really admire. And that is radio host Larry Elder. This man, folks, is a genius. And Larry Elder was interviewed. Are you a fan of Larry Elder, or Richard?
Yeah, you know what? I hate to disappoint you, but that's what I was going to say next. Because Larry Elder knows about the black boule, but that's where he draws the line. That's what I was saying last time. People like him and Tucker and Hannity, they always draw a line at certain points. And that's where the John Stackmillers and the Alex Joneses and people like yourself got to come in, because they won't tell you who Larry Elder, who he's exposed a lot of corruption from the black side and the white side. We'll just say that. But he'll never cross that line and tell you who the real secret society people are, those who are following the orders at the highest level.
Let me tell you, I really admire Larry Elder. Let me tell you. And let me tell you what I admired in what he said today. He had some real passion there on the TV screen, because Tucker Carlson was talking about something I started the show with, which is that, Tucker Carlson was asking Larry Elder, why do the mainstream, the lamestream media, which Donald Trump just recently called them, the lamestream media, why don't they report on the murder rampage that is afflicting inner cities? And why don't they talk about the terror that's imposed on the citizens of inner cities? Why does the media not have concern about this? Why are they letting things just go to hell in inner cities? And Larry Elder was really, and Tucker was saying, why? And I'll tell you what, I guess I'm doing mind reading here, but I think Larry Elder was saying, you know why? Because these SOBs in the liberal media, they don't give a rat's ass about black America.
But see, and I appreciate that. I've listened to him. I've listened to, you know, other, we're just saying, black conservatives, but they still have their limitations. They won't tell you that this is socially engineered stuff that's going down. I mean, they won't tell you about this document that I keep talking about, this Friends of Democracy, funded by George Soros. The money went down through our government. So why won't he speak on that? Larry Elder is much smarter than me. I know he has a copy of that document. It came right out of Antifa. Antifa's the enemy, but they didn't create
Let me give you another piece of good news, Richard, down there in Austin. Let me give you another piece of good news, which is that you talk about Antifa. And Donald Trump today thanked OANN, that's One American News Network, and we've had callers to the show, you know, saying, come on, Kelso, you got to get more interested in OANN and so on. And so I appreciate that. But now the president is telling all of us that he watches OANN, and he gives a thank you to OANN for being in the lead on exposing the political beliefs of the shooter in Dayton. And to your point, Richard, it turns out that the mainstream media was not reporting this. The shooter in Dayton, who killed 9 people, is a big fan of Antifa. He's an Antifa man. And he's a big supporter of Elizabeth Warren. And he's a big left winger. Now, nobody in America is being informed of that fact. Let me read the president's tweet. Let me get it for you. It's a treat. It's really good.
You understand that the shooters have all been outed. We know they all are a product of MK Ultra, serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs. Their parents usually worked with some of these secret mind control organizations. All the shooters have all been exposed. That's what I'm saying. Trump knows that. He just can't say it. So he'll give other people the credit for stuff that John Stackmiller should have got or Alex Jones should have got. That's what I'm saying.
Let me find this where the president thanks OANN. I'm having to go down the list here. He's tweets so much that you can't I can't keep up with him. Where is it? He gives a thank you. I'll just have to say it's there. So many tweets. Let me just try one other thing here. Let me just take one thing. I'm just looking around here. Here it is. President Trump thanks OANN for report on alleged Ohio shooter's political leanings. And this is on YouTube. There's a YouTube on this where the president from his office is thanking OAN. Now, I haven't played that, but I'll do that after the show. He actually thanks by name One America Network for reporting on this amazing fact, not reported. And that's a point I'm trying to make here, Richard, is that we are in this brainwashing, rinse cycle that the media has had. We've all been in this tumbling in this rinse cycle of brainwashing since the day we were born. And it's hard to get out of it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. I understand your point. But what I'm saying is the information that AOA, whatever that company is, that information is old information. That's what I'm saying. It's already been out there for years. People like Dr. Bill Deagle has exposed. I mean, there's so many people who have already covered. Like Dr. Deagle, for instance, was the first attending physician at Columbine 20 years ago. And he exposed what the real shooting was about. These people are trying to get our Second Amendment, so they pose these shooters as just disgruntled citizens. They're just drugged up.
But let me add this, Richard. This is what Heather McDonald is reporting. And that's a name to remember, folks. Remember the name Larry Elder. He's a great one. Remember Heather McDonald. She's a wonderful writer. Her book, which I bought for my kids, is The Diversity Delusion. The point that she's making is that what the media, one of the dirty tricks the media uses is they'll take an incident or an event that actually is not. They'll take something that's small or that's very infrequent, and they will magnify it. They will blow it up into a world crisis, while something that really is important, tens of thousands of people in the inner cities being shot, women, children, innocent people being shot in drive-by shootings, bullets flying everywhere. They will ignore that. They won't report it. They will hamstring the police so that the police can't protect those communities. They will then, as you're saying, they're trying to create a war. Richard, you're right. They're trying to miseducate young black males, especially, that white cops are really out to get them and that they are being totally mistreated by white cops. And Larry Elder pointed this out and Heather McDonald pointed it out. All of the research, that's actual scientific objective research, says exactly the opposite, that in fact, instead of targeting young black men for mistreatment, here's what cops are doing, and they have a name for it. It's called the Ferguson effect. What's happening is that cops, black, white, brown, and everything in between, are are gun shy. They are afraid, not afraid, it's the wrong word with cops, but they are staying away. They're staying out of engagements in the inner city. They're driving by. They're not opening their doors or rolling down their windows. They're staying out of the neighborhoods where they need to be because of people, you know, like these leftists who will get them fired, who will dox them, who will, for trying to enforce the law. And the result then is that the punks in these neighborhoods realize there's no restraint. There is no law. And then they terrorize their own neighborhoods. Well, hey, Richard, I'm talking to you.
Okay, now, Heather McDonald.
I'll tell you what, we got the music coming up here. Let's both, we'll both wait till we get to the other side of the music. Hang in there, we'll be right back, folks.
Okay. You just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma is all over CBD because of its well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now.
Hey, we're back, folks. And you hear me much better when I turn my mute button off. I've done a lot of talking on this radio show with my mute button turned on. Hey, good to have you calling in, Richard. No, I asked you about your thoughts on Larry Elder. Here's another great patriot, a big Trump supporter who was recently praised by President Trump. He got a tweet all to himself, and that's Pastor Daryl Scott of Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Do you follow his work?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? They're all minions, basically, of Thomas Sowell. That's what I was going to say next. Thomas Sowell has trained all these guys, Larry Elder's, all of them. But Thomas Sowell, as brilliant as he is and as insightful in all the research and empirical data as he has, he never tells us about who created the causes to get to the effects that we're at. He'll tell us about how black people were destroyed in the 60s. He'll tell us how the schools are under-educating us, all of that. So Thomas Sowell is really the top of the pyramid for black social psychologists, I guess. But even he has his line in the sand, just like Rush Limbaugh. That's why I never
Richard,
too many dead people.
Here's my thought on what you've been saying there, is that I don't know. I think of the right, turn of phrase for this. But I'll tell you what. For me, Pastor Daryl Scott and Larry Elder will do just fine until the real thing comes along.
Because we already got them. It's already too many dead bodies. We can't wait
But here's what I'm saying. I love Larry Elder. I love Pastor Daryl Scott. I think they are just like Donald Trump, they are the real deal. And it's wonderful that they have rallied. It's not surprising. These are real patriots. And so, of course, when Donald Trump appeared, they rallied to his banner. And so I think this is really, really important stuff. And anyway, I've got to tell you, I saw Daryl Scott yesterday on Fox. I saw Larry Elder on Fox today, and they were both really, really impressive. We're going to run out of time here, Richard, but as always, you're impressive, and I really appreciate your calls.
Can I just ask you this one question?
Sure.
You mind if I ask one more question, though? I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate those guys, too, but this timeline that we're on is being sped up by the really behind sabotaging our country. It'd be just the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. This is a big problem.
Years.
We're going to talk about that more. We got the music. Hey, we got the music. The angels are blowing their harps for us, Richard. We got to close out when the music starts. And we'll see you all in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.